What an outstanding performance that was. I mean, mate, you must be delighted with the showing there from the whole team.
Yeah, I thought we were absolutely outstanding from goalkeeper to the three forwards. As good as a performance I've seen since I've been at the club. I thought we looked a threat every time we were going forward. Unlucky, really, not to have been about four up at half time with the chances that we created. I don't want to single out any players really, but there was some 10 out of 10 performances in there.
There was also a great resolution about not only the way you approach the game, but even when there's a danger, the goal coming against the run of play against you, turning back to 2-1, sometimes might, Chekhov have a bit of concern at that point. You actually press the accelerator even harder.
Yeah, but we showed them on Thursday, funnily enough, their reaction when we went level with Chesterfield last week, and the attitude was fantastic. We scored again within about 90 seconds of conceding. Look, this bunch of lads that we've got in there, they don't know when they're beat. They're incredibly hungry, honest bunch of lads. And as we've seen there today, they'll run through a brick wall for this club, and we're extremely lucky to have them. And for me as the first team coach, their attitude from day one on the training pitch has been unbelievable, the best I've ever seen since I've been a coach, and long may that continue.
I heard an interview with Tim Flowers, one of our guys the other day, saying, "I don't want to see a Moores team, this isn't a Moores team anymore that looks like it might be pushed around." And both, as well, its physical presence from the way it goes about itself and in its mindset, you can see now that this is not a bunch of players prepared to be pushed around by anybody at this level.
No, there's some tough lads in there, Tell you what, I wouldn't like to to come up against some of them, that's for sure. They, some of them have been in this league for a few years, some of them have won this league, they know what it's about, they know how you'd be successful in this league, and if you start getting pushed around, then you're not going to be successful. They're aggressive, but it's not just that. Some of the football we played today in patches in the first and second half was outstanding. The one and two touch football and breaking them down, and we hear other people speak about us and we get labelled this long ball team. If you had just come in out of the blue and didn't know who anyone was there today, then you'd definitely not say we were that, because some of the football was outstanding.
One thing from me, if I may, sometimes when you've got teams that emerge in the first half of the season as a surprise to a lot of people, they can't always stay the pace, maybe, or the teams have a close look at them, and maybe you wonder if they believe in themselves. I wonder, with the challenge that's ahead, still, quite a lot of games to go, it's about maintaining that belief in the players, look how far they've come, and you can go all the way.
I don't know what all the way means. If you mean all the way to the end of the season,
to finish as high as you would want to, after getting this far.
Yeah, listen, they've had a great 6 months, 28 games, whatever it is we've played. Absolutely unbelievable. Did we think that we'd be in this position? Possibly not. But I've seen a lot of teams get themselves in this position in January and not lose it. And that's what this league's about. There's a lot of tough games. We're going to be coming up against some good teams, but listen, we're hard to play against here. We're hard to play against away.
They see you as tough, man.
I think they do. I don't think this is a very welcoming place to come to in terms of how we approach a game. And I wouldn't look forward to coming here. So, listen, we'll go to Gateshead on Tuesday. We'll have a good go there. They'll be in for a hell of a game. They're a good team, but we believe we can take something from that. And that's what we've got to do. Just got to keep picking up points here and there and see where it lands us.